Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the highlight show, sponsored by Blue Emu, America's number one emu oil formula. It works fast and you won't stink. Search for a full line of Blue Emu pain relief products on Amazon today. Middle game of a three-game series between the Mets and the Miami Marlins. It was Luis Severino against Max Meyer. And in the first, Severino set the fish down in order in the top half. Then in the bottom, Francisco Lindor let off.
Payoff pitch. Fastball hit deep to right field. Back goes Brujan, and there she goes. Home run, Francisco Lindor. He hit it into the Mets bullpen to the left of the 370 mark. Home run number 24 for Francisco. His hitting streak is now at 11 straight games. The Mets are leading by a score of 1-0.
And that home run for Lindor, our Smash of the Game, presented by Smashburger, 100% certified Angus beef burgers, fries, shakes, and more. Leadoff home run for Lindor, and the Mets ahead 1-0. Mark Vientso is followed with a single. Two batters in, the Mets had a pair of hits, but a strikeout and a double play ball got Meyer out of the first, and he held the Mets to just one. Severino in the top of the second issued a two-out walk to Kyle Stowers, but nothing else for a scoreless inning. And in the bottom half, Pete Alonso led off.
Outfield straight away against Pete. His payoff pitch. Swinging a high fly ball. Pretty well hit. Right center. Got a chance. Back near the wall. It is gone. A home run for Pete Alonso. Right near the whole seven-line Army group that are in their orange-clad T-shirts. To the left of the bullpen's Alonso with his 27th home run of the year. And for the second straight inning, the Mets have delivered a leadoff home run. And it is 2-0 New York.
Not a bad start for the Mets in the first and the second. Leadoff home run by Lindor in the first. Leadoff home run by Alonso in the second. That was the insurance run of the game presented by NJM. No jingles or mascots. Just great insurance. It was number 27 for Pete. And then just like in the first, Meyer came back and set down the next two Mets. Jeff McNeil then worked a walk, and Harrison Bader was hit by a pitch to put a pair on. With two outs and two on, Francisco Lindor popped out to end the inning. Top of the third, Severino allowed his first hit of the game when Vidal Brujan led off the inning with a single. Nick Fortes next flied out for out number one. Before facing Xavier Edwards, Severino committed a throwing error on a pickoff that allowed Brujan to advance to second. And all of a sudden, the Marlins had a runner in scoring position for Xavier Edwards.
First pitch to Edwards is hit hard up the middle right there. Lindor, he's got it. Now they have Brujan hung up in a rundown. Flip to Vientos near third, chasing Brujan back. Vientos fires to McNeil. McNeil puts the tag on the runner. Now a play at second, and they get Edwards. They get the runner who put the ball in play, a double play. And everybody on the Mets infield and outfield has gotten together now to high-five their way off the field. They have Brujan out in the rundown, and Edwards, who put the ball in play, is now out at second base. The Marlins, I don't think, are going to challenge.
OMG.
And the inning is over. OMG is right. That's how we're going to score it.
Well, if you were scoring at home, it was 6-5-4-5. And our save of the game, sponsored by Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. But OMG indeed, an impressive double play by the Mets and some poor base running by the Marlins. And Severino was out of the third. On to the bottom of the inning with one out. Brandon Nimmo tripled to dead center field. J.D. Martinez followed with a walk to put runners at the corners. Pete got the first crack at it, but Alonso was called out on strikes for the second out. Two outs and runners at first and third for the Mets and Jesse Winker.
2-0 Mets, two outs, bottom three, first and third for Winker. The 2-2, swinging a ground ball toward the middle. Lopez dives, that's by him, a base hit. Nimmo scores from third. Martinez gets to second. The throw from right field gets away from everybody. It bounds near home plate, and now the runners advance even further. Martinez gets to third. Winker gets to second. The Marlins continue to throw the ball around. It is 3-0 New York in the bottom of the third.
RBI for Winker, an error for Brujan, and the Mets had a 3-0 lead once again. Meyer able to limit with a ground out of Francisco Alvarez to end the inning. In the fourth, Severino allowed a leadoff double to Jake Berger, but nothing else to make it four scoreless. In the bottom half, some two-out magic for the Mets. Meyer set down the first two batters of the inning. He then walked Francisco Lindor. That meant a two-out base runner in the fourth for Mark Vientos.
2-2. Pulled down to third baseline. That's a fair ball. Rolling all the way to the wall. Lindor hits second. Heading for third. Sarbaugh waving him in. Lindor heading home. Cutoff throw is not made. Lindor scores standing up. Vientos to second with an RBI double. 4-0 New York in the bottom of the fourth. The Mets have scored in every inning so far this afternoon. And Vientos is now 2-for-3 with his 49th RBI.
Fourth consecutive inning with a run for the Mets, and they had a runner in scoring position, but Brandon Nimmo couldn't add on. He grounded out to end the fourth inning. And now at this point, the rain was falling as we went to the top of the fifth inning, just hoping to get an official game. Severino worked around a one-out double to post a scoreless inning to make it an official game, but we played on. Emmanuel Ramirez took over for the Marlins. He set the Mets down in order in the bottom of the fifth. Severino continued to roll in the sixth as he set Miami down in order. And then in the bottom half, Ramirez made it two scoreless when he worked around a pair of base runners in the bottom of the sixth inning. 4-0 Mets on to the seventh. Severino made it seven consecutive Marlins set down when he retired the first two batters of the inning. Two outs, and Severino went for eight straight with some help from Brandon Nimmo.
The 1-1. Stowers pops one up down the left field line. Nimmo sprinting in, dives, and he's got it! Brandon Nimmo diving toward the third baseline, picks that one out of the air, and delivers Luis Severino another scoreless inning. Another 1-2-3 frame for Severino, who has handed the Mets seven scoreless. A lot of help, too, from his defense.
Seven shutout innings for Luis Severino, and he needed just 75 pitches. On to the bottom half, Mets ahead 4-0. Brett DeGus on out of the pen for Miami, and well, he pitched pretty well. He set the Mets down in order to send us to the eighth, and Severino was back to work, and he came out storming. He struck out the first two Marlins of the inning, one out away from eight shutout innings, and Nick Fortes doubled to left to extend the inning. Pitch count now up right around 95, and with two outs, Severino faced Xavier Edwards.
And the 1-0 hit on the ground, back to the mound. Big hop to Severino. He's got it. Tosses to first, side retired. Severino pounds his hand into the pocket of his glove. Probably done for the day. The crowd thinks so. Severino probably thinks so. As his hands are examined by the home plate ump, Jeremy Rehak. Standing ovation for Luis Severino. No runs, a hit, one left. He tips his cap to the crowd. You'll love to see that.
Yeah, and it truly did seem like everything was lining up, that was it for Severino. Severino even said that he felt like that was it after eight innings, because as Howie said, he left with the tip of the cap right around 100 pitches as he completed eight shutout innings. On to the bottom of the eighth inning, Calvin Fauché on for Miami. He set the Mets down in order, so we were expecting at this point Carlos Mendoza to go to the bullpen. We thought Luis Severino was done. But Severino came right back out of that first base dugout and back to the mound. Jake Berger was the first batter of the inning for Miami, and Severino hit him on the very first pitch. And then it seemed like that was it for Severino, because Carlos Mendoza was out to the mound as the boos rained down here at Citi Field. And after a lengthy chat at the mound, Carlos came back off the mound without signaling to the pen. This time he left to a standing ovation. Severino rewarded the decision with a strikeout of Jesus Sanchez for out number one. Jonah Bride was next. He popped out into foul territory for the second out. Now two outs in the ninth inning. Severino one out away from a complete game. And the last chance for the Marlins was Derek Hill.
Now Severino a strike away. The count 1-2. And those who weren't standing among the paid crowd of 37,344 have come to their feet as well. 1-2 to Derek Hill. Here's the pitch. Swung out and missed strike three. Put it in the books. Severino pumps his hand a couple of times. Bumps with his catcher Francisco Alvarez as Luis Severino has pitched the Mets' first complete game shutout since Jacob DeGrom did it over 3 years ago, and the Mets have made it two straight over the Miami Marlins. Eight strikeouts for Severino and a brilliant performance.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.